All right, good morning. Welcome to the pre-bid for the May 17th letting. As I go through my notes for each project, if you have any questions about those projects, please feel free to ask. And just a few reminders, please turn off your cell phones and don't forget to sign the attendance sheet. Please include the JP County letting date and call order on all your correspondence with Office Engineer Division. The Civil Rights DBE program has a DBE certified directory database on our website. And the sample proposals, plans, geotech reports, and design files and revisions to these are available on ODOT's website. And all bids for projects requiring pre-qualification must be submitted via Bid Express, and there are no exceptions on this letting. And any firm bidding a project as a joint venture must complete the request for joint venture form, which is posted on ODOT's website. The order form included in the short form and long form notices must be used to order plans and proposals. And all revisions, including estimate revisions, are due by noon Tuesday of next week. And just a note, we will be having a mandatory pre-bid this afternoon at 2 o'clock for call order 490. And this pre-bid will be held at 100S E.K. Gaylord Boulevard. And attendance in this meeting is required if you intend to bid on this project. And that's at 2 p.m. this afternoon. All right, let me get started. The first project is call order 405, and this one is in Cimarron County, and we are revising the plans. Second project we have a question on is call order 407. This one is in Choctaw County. And we had a question on this project. The project has only 90 calendar days and is spread out over three counties. Relatively speaking, it has some rather impressive quantities. Would the department consider increasing the calendar days for this project? Is Brent Frank here? No. Okay, we'll look into this. Okay, the other project is call order 410 in Cleveland County. And we had several questions on this project. Can a pay item be added for temporary shoring?
John, all of these questions we'll provide written responses to submit to you as soon as possible.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, there's a whole bunch of questions, so a written response will be provided. But let me just go ahead and read all the questions, and then so that all the contractors can be aware. The second question was, can ODOT post online or provide a copy of the approved mitigation plans and specifications for the project? The other question was, can a flex start be added to allow for procurement of the anchored reinforced vegetation system and the design and approval of the MSC retaining wall? Question three, sheet 12, pay item notes 19 and 21, both notes refer to Army Corps of Engineer permit available from the City of Norman upon request. Is the requirement of this permit part of this contract? If so, the complete permit needs to be included in the specifications, not only part of it that is included now. Please clarify. The other question, can a summary of the mitigation items that are to be included in the bid item of trees be provided, since these are incidental to this item? Another question, the original core permit included the offsite mitigation, retaining wall, sheet piling, and extended the channel work to Willow Grove. Has this permit been modified to delete these requirements? Please clarify the permit requirements that will be part of this contract. Question five. The original core permit included the mitigation plans and specifications which detailed all the in-stream mitigation, mainly the log features. What are going to be the requirements for these log features? Question six, the Corps' mitigation plans and specification included section 7 and 8 that requires a 5-year monitoring, maintenance, and contingency plan. Whose responsibility will these sections be? When will the contractor's responsibility end? Please clarify. Question 7. Some of the wound fence replaced in the channel is shown in the riprap. Can the location of the fence be moved to the top of the riprap? Question 8. Is there a preferred size of the riprap? And the last question, sheet 3, temporary pavement widening section, typical section 1 shows 8-inch stabilized subgrade. The width of the widening is only 3'6", according to sheet 53. Due to this narrow width, can the stabilized subgrade be deleted and additional aggregate base be used? So I will provide the responses to these questions later. Next project is call order 412 in Cleveland County. And in this one, we are revising the plans. And there was a couple of questions. The first question, in the special provision for concrete finishing, abrasive blasting, the following is stated. Section C of the quality assurance. It states that the abrasive blasting contractor shall have a record of satisfactory performance in the trade and shall maintain a qualified crew competent in abrasive blasting and cleaning throughout the duration of the work. Only qualified journeymen holding a provincial tradesman qualified certificate of proficiency shall be engaged in such work. Apprentices under the direct supervision of qualified tradesmen may also be engaged in such work. And the question is, we are requesting that ODOT or the consultant who produced this special provision, please provide a list of contractors who meet all qualifications for the performance of this specialty work. And the answer to this is that the special provision has somewhat misleading QA qualification requirement. The abrasive blasting specialist shall be using the technique to imprint or engrave the artworks on the designated concrete sidewalk area and is not doing the surface cleaning. Therefore, the specialist is not required to have such certificate, but must have successful past history of doing such works, artistic sandblast engraving on concrete surface. And the second question is, with regard to the special provision for architectural finish on piers and abutment wings, could a layout of the formliners be provided so that it can be determined how many formliner sections must be purchased to perform the work detailed on plan sheets B13 and B18? And the response is, it is the contractor's responsibility to create shop drawings of pattern layout based on the formliners purchased and to be approved by the client. Most of the manufacturers will be offering different sizes as standard modularity. Therefore, the total number of formliners to be purchased have to meet the requirement set in Section 2D of the special provision. In addition, all custom formliners shall be made of urethane rubber, which shall have multiple usages. The contractor will have to further consider those facts to determine how many formliners are to be purchased as well. The question I have is, for the first response, does a special provision need to be modified? Okay, so we'll clarify this.
It seemed to me that the special provision wasn't as misleading as they say, if it's their responsibility to show the qualifications of the people that are performing any type of work on our project. So
okay.
It's not as misleading, but we will clarify this and add some clarity to that.
Okay, thank you. All right, next project is call order 415 in Cotton County, And on this one, we are revising the plans and the pay items. And there was one question. Note 4 on sheet AR01 states, the construction traffic control is estimated for 180 calendar days, but there are 270 calendar days on this project. Can this be clarified? And note 4 will be revised to read 270 calendar days. Okay, next project is call order 425 in Creek County. And we're revising the plans and the pay items. Okay, next project is call order 431 in Garfield County. And there was one question on this project. Plan sheet AT02, pay item 806C, 8920, has note 5 tied to this pay item, which states that the light pole shall include a David Arm style per ordered standard HLM 821. This ordered standard shows only 8 foot, 10 foot, and 12 foot arms. Which arm shall we provide? The response to this is that the 8 foot David Arm will be used and plans will be revised to reflect this. The next project is call order 440 in Hughes County. And on this one, we are revising the plans. Okay, next project is call order 455 in Kiowa County. And we are revising the plans and the pay items. And there was one question on this project. Can a pay item be added for arrow display type C for the lane closures? And the response is that yes, we will add the arrow display pay item. The next project is call order 465 in Logan County. And on this project, we had one question. On this project, can an alternate be added to bid this project with ODOT approved non-tracking tag code in lieu of the polymer modified cationic rabbit set tag code that requires a spray paver? And the department requires the use of a spray paver, therefore we will not add an alternate. Next project is call order 475 and in McIntosh County, and we're revising the plans on this project. The next project is call order 480 in McIntosh, and on this one, we're also revising the plans. And just as a reminder, call order 490, which is a platform improvements in downtown, we are having a pre-bid at 2 p.m. today. The next project is call order 500. And on this one, we are revising special provision 104 for utility information. And we also had a couple of questions. Due to the numerous environmental mitigation concerns associated with this project, can category O paint system be used on all areas requiring paint or category R for steel repair areas? This approach will allow opportunity for less environmental impact. Mohammed?
We got here around the category O paint system there. We changed the note. So.
We will change the note to category O instead of category E.
Okay.
And but we need to make sure also there will be a note to make sure the compatibility between the existing paint and the new paint.
Okay. All right. And then the question two is, considering the scope of this project, can 150 calendar days be added to the proposal?
We're going to look into it, but if we do
add
time, we
need to set
a milestone.
Okay. So we'll review. All right. Thank you. Next project is call order 505 in Ottawa County. And on this one, we're revising the proposal. We're adding a special provision for the American burying beetle. We're also adding a delayed work order, special provision for September 4th, 2018. And we're removing the flex start on this project. The next project is call order 515 in Pittsburgh County. And we had a couple of questions on this one. On the temporary traffic control sheets T1 to T3, there is a portable traffic signal that is used, but no pay item for this. Can one be added? And the response is no, the pay item to be used is a lump sum pay item for construction traffic control. And the second question is there a limit to how many signalized work zones can be set up? And the response is that there is no limit. The next project is call order 522 in Potawatomi County. And on this one, we are revising the plans. And there was several questions. The first question is note SP12 on plan sheet 8001 says per cubic feet. Should it have been 112 pounds per square yard per 1 inch thick? The plans will be revised to correct this. The second question is on plan sheet 8002, pay item 805 for remove and reset existing signs has with a quantity of 108 each. There are not any notes tied to this item. Can more information be provided? The plans will be revised to include this information. Question three, on plan sheet two, note two says, the trenched locations shall be filled with superpave type S4 immediately. And the question is, will a safety wedge be permitted to allow time for the subgrade to be processed? Yes, and the plans will be revised to reflect this. Question four, on plan sheet 8001, note SP19 references removed concrete median barrier shall become property of ODOT. Does this consist of three pieces of temporary median barrier where the impact attenuators are to be installed? Please clarify the quantity of wall to be removed. And the plans are going to be revised to provide clearer information. The next project is call order 528. And on this project, we are revising the plans and pay items. And I think, are we adding an A plus B? Yes. We have the numbers, or?
I don't have enough.
Okay. All right, so we're adding an A plus B special provision. And how about the internal milestone? Okay.
Currently at 128 days. Uh-huh. We've changed the project time. The overall project for both projects will be 240 days. Uh-huh. I think the road closure milestone is going to be $3,500 a day, and the B will be $3,000 a day.
Okay.
The maximum on the C is 45 days of incentives, and 60 days on the B incentive.
Okay. So the milestone is $3,500, right? Okay. All right. So we're going to be adding those provisions. All right. Next project is call order 530 in Stevens County. And we had several questions on this project. Will a detail be provided for the settlement plates as required per plan notes 28 and 29? Is Randy Woods here? Will be revised. Okay. Okay, the second question, will an approved manufacturer type and model number be provided for the hook gauges as required by plan notes 28 and 29?
Those same notes will be revised.
Okay. So we're revising all the notes, right?
Yes.
On all the questions, okay.
Were there three?
There were four questions.
What were the other two?
Okay. Question three. Plan note 29 is attached to pay item 48-inch jacked conduit. Is this the correct plan note for this pay item? Why would settlement plates and hook gauges be required for a jacked conduit?
That is not a correct note and will be revised.
Okay, we'll revise. And the last question, plan sheet X069 illustrates the limit of steel encased 48-inch jacked conduit. Will the diameter and wall thickness required for the steel casing be provided?
It will be, and it will be part of the revised notes.
Revised notes, okay. Okay, so these are all revisions. Okay. All right. And that is the end of my notes. Thank you for attending, and all revisions are due by Tuesday next week. Thank you.